This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Scott, are you there?
I'm here.
I see you.
I know, in person, live and in person.
This is so wonderful. Are you ready to start this?
I'm so ready to laugh and laugh and laugh.
Here it is. They stole her driveway.
Yes, they did. Well, park your butts right in their seats and listen to this little episode of the podcast known as Bananas.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals, welcome to Bananas. I am Kerr Brown-Oler.
I am Banana Boy number two, Scotty Landis. Thank you for listening to the silliest little podcast there ever was. You can give us 5 stars on Apple or Spotify, but Google Podcasts going away.
Google Podcasts is, I didn't even, look at that. Didn't even know it was a thing.
Probably part of the issue. I got an email today that's like, Google Podcasts is going away.
Say it ain't so, Google.
How much could that cost them?
To host, it maybe is a lot of server space.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild. Also, I bet you did see this one. You know who else is going out of business?
Who?
Bird Scooters.
I did. Also, the story of Bird Scooters
crazy.
Is fucking Looney Tunes.
I know.
It's really crazy. So for those of you who don't know, Scotty and I don't know, in the first year of this podcast,
for sure.
We're pitching Bird. We wanted to ride from Los Angeles to San Francisco.
On the PCH, on the Pacific Coast Highway.
Also, an amazing idea. Yeah. Also, a terrible idea.
Yeah, real bad.
If you ride a Bird scooter for 45 minutes,
yes.
Your hands are shaking and vibrating at a rate, our bones would have like dissolved.
Your back leg, whatever that is to you, hamstring, gets so tight that like you're limping for a few days. And we were going to do it, whatever that is. I don't know. It's a 5-hour drive.
It's a five. So. Well, oh no, so on the PCH, it's probably like a 12-hour drive.
So probably 350 to 500 miles on Bird scooters. And we wrote to corporate. We were like, hey, we want to do this. We do big dumb things, and they just said no.
Yep. So, hey, Bird Scooter, sorry you're going out of business, but it looks like it makes sense.
The Banana Boys are thriving over here.
If you don't recognize an amazing PR opportunity when it's placed in your lap, what does that cost Bird? 2 scooters for 7 days?
Yeah.
It costs them nothing.
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 Those fools.
Those fools. Also, they were like, there's so much, the amount of people who got hurt on those things and also the way that they ran the people who had to charge them and repair them, they treated people like shit.
Yep.
Goodbye, Bird.
Mm-hmm.
Not sorry to see you go.
Nope.
I'll hop on one of the other thousands of electric scooters out there.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. The Banana Boys are thriving in 2024 and Bird went bye-bye.
Hey, Lime. Scotty and I are interested in riding your scooters from Los Angeles to San Francisco.
Yeah, I would do it. I think we'd probably need a rotation of 3 each, one charging, one standing by, and then the one we're on. And then we're going to just need somebody to drive a follow van or a lead van for us. Other than that, it's just us in the open road.
Two
very tall men on scooters built for children going along the windiest, most mudslidey road in North America. I say yes.
I say oh yes.
I started watching that show last night, Sam Spade. It's on AMC. It's Clive Owen.
Okay.
It's based on the detective character Sam Spade from The Maltese Falcon.
Right.
Anyways, I could not stop laughing, and this might ruin the first episode for you, at every car in it, cars used to be so stupid.
Yes.
I can't believe cars advanced.
It's really crazy.
Like, the beginning of cars were so dumb. Like, they were almost, there's points in the show where I'm like, wouldn't it have been better just to walk or ride a horse or a bicycle than this dumb thing? And then somewhere in like act two or three, he switches cars to a somehow even dumber. It's in the south of France, so maybe they're French cars. But I was like, how?
Like, what year is it? Like, the 30s?
It's after, I think it's the 40s. I think it's either the 30s or the 40s because it's after one of the world wars. But the cars are so dumb and heavy and don't start and are slow. I'm like, it is incredible now that we have the cars we have, that they didn't just give up on it being like, this is dumb.
I remember you used to have a joke about the invention of windshield wipers.
Yes. Yeah. Just that they didn't think about that when they invented the car, so that they were just people driving around, wind just hitting them in the face. Yeah, it's true. And then they were like, we need to do something about, like, it would have been a first thought for...
Oh, no, of windshields.
Windshields.
Not even wipers, just windshields. Right. That they were just like, no, you got to wear goggles all the time. They're like, there's no way, there's no other way we could do this.
And then I'm sure they broke a million times. But I was thinking, what do you think in like 30 years will be so obsolete that we'll look back to today and go, what were we doing?
What? Microwaves.
Yeah.
I feel like microwaves. For some reason, our microwave is mounted in the wall above our oven. And it's right at like chest and head level for us.
Yeah.
And it's just like so insane. And it's right in front of like where the kids normally eat dinner. So whenever I microwave a lot of stuff for kids, you know? So whenever I microwave it, I stand with my back to it, shielding the children from like microwave radiation. And it's like, but I'm like, why is this? Shouldn't it be like outside? It feels like microwave should be outside.
Been around a long time.
They've been around a long time, and cancer rates in young people keep rising.
Well, that's true. That's a good point.
Yes.
The first one that popped to my mind, and I think this is, I don't think you can argue this.
Okay.
When you're in an airport and you see those charging stations where everybody has like 20 phones plugged in, I don't think those will be around in 7 years. That seems like a technology in 2023, 2024 that's already 10 years old somehow.
Yeah. Also, to me, what I see, all I see is plug in and let's steal your data.
Yeah.
Like, give us a direct connection to your entire life.
Mm-hmm.
It's a direct connection.
Yeah. To something that you don't control.
You have no idea where the wires go.
Or the public can just put a thing in there. So you're just putting your USB right into somebody's whatever those things are called. Probably true.
It is so insane that like all everything is on this stupid phone. True. Everything. Like my bank details, my mortgage is
on
the phone.
Of course. Of course. That's why whenever we get stories about somebody dropping their phone in a porta potty, you do go like, how far in did it go?
Yeah.
Is it right on top?
Apple Watch, a little different. When the woman got stuck in the porta potty for the incredible Apple Watch, it's like, it's gone.
Let it go.
Let it go. It's an Apple Watch.
Let it go.
It's not your phone.
No. What time it is? Time to smell like shit for a week. Oh, what the heck story were we talking about? Oh, I remember. Stolen driveway.
Yeah. So this woman has her... So there is an update to this story, and why I'm doing it.
Yes, sir.
So this woman has her entire... I'll read it. This was on WF... A lot of people sent this one in.
Yeah.
WFTV9. .com. Written by Nick Pompatontitis.
Oh, old Greek Nick Pompatontitis.
Best in the biz, Pompatontitis.
Yahoo!
Walking unsteadily off the front porch of 1438 Bethesda Drive, mm-hmm. Amanda Brochu navigated the bumps and valleys where her walkway should have been.
Aww.
Slowly, she headed for the street where her son played with her friends. She passed the white for sale sign sticking up out of the front yard, normally a beckoning beacon to house hunters. Now it serves as a painful reminder that her time is running out. Okay, so she's trying to sell her house.
Aww,
in a season where most people fret about porch pirates, Brochu encountered something far worse. Someone ran away with her concrete driveway. I come home and my driveway is gone, Brochu said.
That's nuts.
And it's like, So it is a long, I would say, 30 to 45 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Concrete, probably 20 feet across.
Mm-hmm.
It's a concrete slab in the ground. And then after it's stolen, it is just a mud pile in a hole in the front or in her front yard. I don't even understand how you would. I have no idea how you would steal it.
Yeah, I don't know.
You could, like, it.
6 forklifts just perfectly driving together. Just AI forklifts just came in and scooped it up and then drove it. Yeah. And what's the use of concrete? To lay it somewhere else?
I mean, it's so insane. Also, she's trying to sell. So she had, like, just poured it. It was like, it was hard and it was done. She had just replaced the roof. She made minor touch ups.
I mean, it sounds like she really loved this driveway.
Yeah. So, well, she just was trying to sell her house, and now she doesn't have a driveway, so she can't sell her house.
Oh.
And it was right before Christmas, so it's insane. Anyway, geez, this story goes out.
Yeah.
Becomes like a meme, becomes a big thing. Somebody starts a GoFundMe for her.
Okay.
Here it is. From WFTV9, Nick Papatompness again.
Papatompness, yeah.
This was sent in by Andrew Miller. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew Miller. You rule.
Stolen driveway. Homeowner donates GoFundMe earnings to charity. An Orange County woman who came home from work to find her driveway missing a few days before Christmas had followed through on a promise she made after her story went viral. Amanda Brucho surprised the Russell home with a $10,000 donation raised through a GoFundMe campaign she set up to replace her driveway. The donations, which came in from all over the world, were no longer needed after Orange City-based MM Concrete Specialty offered to replace Brucho's driveway for free. Despite being short on cash amidst the process of trying to sell her house, Brucho was determined to pay it forward and make sure the money could be put to good use. I was put in a bad situation, but there's a beautiful outcome to this story. Hell yeah! Brucho was able to surprise the nonprofit with the help of Nine Family Connection and McCoy Federal Credit Union, which used the pre-planned Run for the Russell Home event and the guise of a promotional TV interview with the organization's leadership as a cover story.
Smart.
So then she showed up with a giant check.
Very smart.
And gave it to them. So great.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Simple con.
It is the money could not have come at a better time for the Russell Home, which is founded in the early 1950s and is Florida's oldest independent facility specializing in the care of newborns, children, and adults with severe disabilities.
Hey, that's nice.
Man.
Hey, that's nice.
I mean, think about that. The fact that, like, these assholes stole her driveway, and because they stole her driveway, now this place has $10,000 more.
That's great. That's making lemonade. That's what we say. That's making banana aid. I didn't lose my teeth until later in life. So I didn't lose my first teeth until...
You're a late tooth bloomer.
I was a late tooth bloomer. And when they came in big. So my parents were inside. This was our first childhood house. So I think I probably lost my first tooth at like 7.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
I lost my last two teeth at the same day, biting into a now and later... when I was 14.
Oh, my God. You had a missing tooth as a 14-year-old?
Two. And I was talking to...
Where? Which ones?
It was this fang on the left and the one below it.
Dude.
And I was...
Oh, that's tough.
I had hurt my knee as a freshman, and I was a girls' lacrosse manager to get community service hours, which is genius. I was just...
I was the manager for the track and field team after I stopped being on the track and field team because I didn't like running.
You need those 80 hours of community service. And I was like, who are the most attractive girls? Girls at this entire school, the lacrosse girls. Okay, I will manage them. I'll keep score. And I was talking to a woman named Melissa Posner. In mid-conversation, I bit down on a now and later. And when I opened my mouth, a tooth was on the top and a tooth was in the bottom.
No.
And she goes, oh my God, what does that feel like? And it, like, blood's coming out. And I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, I haven't lost a tooth in like 15 years. What does that feel like? And it was such a fascinating response. She wasn't freaked out. She wanted to remember the sensation of nothing there. And it sucked. But when I was a little guy, the way my first one fell out was I was in Reisterstown, Maryland. And my parents were inside. And they were getting work done on their driveway.
Yeah. Look at this. And this is the driveway connection, folks.
A bicycle. So I could also ride a bike without training wheels at like... before I was 3.
Okay.
I could swim underwater when I was 1 across the pool. I should have been a swimmer is what I'm saying. but now I just sink. So my parents are inside. This man's working on their driveway. I'm just doing circles on my bicycle, and I'm trying to impress this grown-up, I guess. And at some point, the front wheel goes out, and I hit my face on the driveway.
Oh, it's the worst.
So the poor guy, who's never met me before, I'm just some six-year-old kid riding around, and has to go into the house and go like, I think you need to come outside. And my front two teeth were sticking straight out, like out. Like, and so my parents are like, you know, hosting friends and trying to have a nice night and getting their yard and their driveway worked on. And here's old bozo bicycle boy just bashing his teeth out. And those were the first two to fall. So they rushed me to the dentist.
Uh-huh.
They gave me wood tongue depressors to try to pry them back down for like slowly every day.
Wow.
And then eventually they wiggled out.
Wow.
And then I never had braces. My teeth just came in straight after that. So what I'm saying is let your kids bash their face.
And you never had, wow, that's
no braces,
interesting.
No cavities.
I mean, if you had to have, you have no braces and no cavities?
I think it's because I lost them late in life.
That's crazy. Because, yeah, Olive started losing her teeth at like 2.
Yeah, normal
she's,
kid.
She's no, it's early. She's lost
it?
nine teeth already. And that's early.
Wow.
All of those are early. And it's causing like weird issues, actually. And Gus hasn't lost any, and he's 4. So it's different. People are different, yeah, Scotty.
I know. You just got to put yourself in like the reverse. Like when you had your IT job, it's like your boss's kid is just riding around and then suddenly eats it and bashes his teeth out on a cubicle next to you. You just have to be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, especially when you don't, if you don't have kids.
Yeah.
Like, because now I feel like I would just like feel comfortable scooping a kid up and just like, here you go, you know. But now it's just, if before I had kids, I would be like, no, an alien has had an emergency. I must alert the parents of the alien.
How much blood do children have inside them?
Googling quickly before I go inside.
Do I need to run or walk to find the guardian? Yeah, but it worked. It's one way to lose your front two teeth. Oh, man.
Everybody, listen, I want to pitch before Scotty reads this next story. Go, if you like comedy.
I do.
You like comedy?
I'm laughing.
I highly suggest you check out After Midnight on CBS.
Oh, yeah.
It is a new, so basically, James Corden used to be one of the late night talk show hosts.
Yes.
He hosted the 12:35 slot on CBS after Colbert.
Mm-hmm.
And that show stopped around right before the pandemic. I don't know.
No, it stopped like last year.
It stopped like last year.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and then it was the writer's strike.
Yep.
I always get the two confused.
Yeah, felt the same.
Felt the same. And now they've replaced it with After Midnight, which is hosted by Taylor Tomlinson. So she currently is the only woman hosting a late night talk show.
Amazing.
But it's not necessarily a talk show. It is a game show. And it's based on At Midnight, which was on Comedy Central.
Yes.
And it's really fun.
It was great. You did a great job. Kurt was on the premiere episode of a new series on CBS with Aparna and Whitney. And you guys were great together.
Oh, thank
you. And Taylor was so natural.
She's so good.
You're an old pro at that. You were great on At Midnight too. It was excellent. And if you like comedy, especially stand-up comedy, it's the only showcase, nightly showcase for comics.
And where you will learn about new comics that you then fall in love with and like start following. That is what At Midnight did. People loved it for that. And that is what After Midnight will do. And it's awesome. And it's just joke. Like, it's so fun to watch.
It was fun because Whitney took the heel. She was like being a villain in it for some reason, which was very funny.
Yeah, she really did.
And then you and Aparna are absurdists in your own way. And so like when Whitney would answer and it'd be like a really good joke that was like intentionally sort of antagonizing, and then you would say something completely unexpected, and then Aparna would too. And I'm like, I like this trio. Let's get these three a sitcom. But Taylor is great. Taylor was on an episode of Bananas about 2 years ago, and she rules.
She's so great. We'll have her back.
Yeah, we'll have her back. She's
in
busy
between,
now.
Yeah, exactly. Shooting a show a day.
But congrats on being on the first episode. That's
Thank
awesome,
you. That was cool.
Man.
That was very cool.
I do have one. Stephanie Simpson sent this in. Stephanie sends lots of good stories.
Thank you, Stephanie.
This one is, talk about like technology that's already in the past.
Okay.
Vibrating pill may give dieters a feeling of fullness, study suggests.
Okay, so this is a vibrator that you swallow?
Correct.
Okay.
This was in The Guardian. That's real. And this was written by Nicola Best in the Business Davis. Nicola, I think we've done several stories. They must give her sort of the left of center stories at the old Jardian. Dieters everywhere know that no matter how inventive a chef you might be, nothing leaves you buzzing like sugary or fatty foods.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that true?
I mean, buzzing's already in there.
I mean, she's good. She is the best in the biz. Now, science might have the answer. A vibrating pill swallowed before eating that creates the feelings of fullness.
Wow.
So it makes you feel like you got gut bubbles or something?
Well, I don't understand at all.
Me neither. The research, which has yet to be carried out on humans, shows that after 30 minutes of activity by the... Just take a guess what you think this vibrating pill is called.
Okay, let's see.
I'll give you a hint because just think very 2024.
Very 2024.
Vibrating pill.
hold on.
You could look up Gen Z slang if you need to. We love our Gen Z bananimals.
Let me see. I would say... Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's the tummy rabbit.
I love the tummy rabbit. That's funny. Are you looking up vibrators?
I'm looking up vibrator names.
The classic. Anybody who's ever gotten conned into going to a sex device party or whatever, where somebody comes and like lays it all out. It's like a Tupperware party for sex toys. Sex toys, that's the word I was looking for. The rabbit's always like, and the rabbit, it's old
it's
school. Take it in the shower. And all the girls go, woo, and drink goblets of bad wine. Anyways, it's called the vibes pill.
The vibes.
Pigs ate an average of 40% less food following a half hour of having the vibes pill device in their stomach, and they gained weight more slowly. So they fed this to pigs, which, I mean, what was that pig's day like?
Also, do you dissolve it eventually?
We're going to get there,
right.
I think.
All right.
The Vibes name is an acronym derived from the pill's full title, Vibrating Ingestible Bioelectronic Stimulator.
Yeah!
I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
That's good.
Whoever came up with that, I'm going to clap for you.
Good vibes only. One clap. The work in pigs... The work in pigs suggests the vibrations activate stretch receptors in the stomach, which stimulates the presence of food.
Okay.
See, I didn't know this was happening.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been toasting to Ozempic for 8 months now. It gets a laugh every time.
To Ozempic?
Like, cheers, guys. I go, to Ozempic. And everybody just laughs, and they don't know why, and I don't know why I say it. This results in signals being sent to the hypothalamus in the brain via the vagus nerve nerve.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Increasing levels of various hormones that give rise to a feeling of fullness and decreasing those that result in feelings of hunger.
Okay.
We envision the vibes pill being ingested on a relatively empty stomach 20 to 30 minutes before anticipated meals to trigger the desired sensation of satiety early in the meal.
Okay.
The team writes, adding that when produced at scale, the cost of the pills is expected to be in the cents to $1 range. So here's your question. Here's the answer. Everybody's screaming while they're washing their dishes. Get on with it. The researchers say the pills, which are the size of a large vitamin tablet, offer a non-invasive temporary therapy without the need for weight loss surgery and exit the body with other solid waste.
Okay.
Meaning in humans, they would be flushed down the toilet.
But it's not metal. It is plastic.
It's a swallowed capsule, which can be triggered when stomach acids dissolve the membrane around the pill by a timer.
Okay.
What if this works?
I know. That'd be amazing.
You swallow a vibrating pill that you shit out later, and it makes you feel full sooner. But are people just going to be snacking on these pills at some point?
Right. Also, just the fact of like all the stuff that they just recently found out about plastic water bottles. Have you read about this?
Yeah, that they're all leaching like crazy and that we have microplastic throughout our bodies.
Yeah, but they've found a new thing. It was just out today.
Cool.
Sorry, this is not bananas.
Breaking
news. This is
just
bummer. Is that the chemicals that they put on the plastic to make them hard or to make them slick feeling, those are totally carcinogenic.
Great.
And when you like drink out of a water bottle, you're having millions of those microplastics. And the real problem is because the plastic itself is pretty bio-neutral.
Yeah.
It's all those chemicals that are like wrapped around those polymers that then rub off into your
body. It sounds like you and I need to do canteens again. We had bananas, we had tumblers, and we had a canteen.
Look at this. I'm drinking out of a Yeti plastic water bottle. I'm not drinking out of this anymore.
We sold out of those. Exactly right gave us nice ones too.
Those were metal.
They were nice. Recently... Let's see. Oh, this approach offers alternative and potentially synergistic approach to the therapies available today, says Giovanni Chavez. So I guess that's probably racist what I just did.
I don't think so. Why are we allowed
to do Italian accents?
Because it's only xenophobic. It's not racist.
But
okay?
I love those Italians.
A pizzeria.
Yeah, it's the last.
Oh, did you want to hear this joke?
Yeah,
I've been calling pizzas pizza pies because that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
And it struck me that it's like so lucky that the inventors of pizzerias went with pizzeria instead of pizza pie-ria.
So dumb. Get him back on After Midnight, Taylor. Come on. He's got jokes. Oh, I got that pizza pie-ria in the oven. Why? Because I've been eating vibes pills like they're going out of style. The pill does not involve the use of drugs at all, which can carry significant side effects. Mm-hmm. Recently, initial excitement over skinny jabs, which is like Ozempic or Wegovia.
Called skinny jabs.
I guess that's.
I mean, who's calling them skinny jabs? I feel like that's her slang.
The
for
Brits,
it.
Maybe.
I love that.
They say jab over there.
Yeah, they can skim jab.
The firm behind. Oh, they say that there can be a nauseous feeling with the skinny jabs. But wouldn't you think there'd be a nauseous feeling when you eat a vibrating pill? I mean, I want to eat one just to do it.
Yeah, of course I want to eat one.
So to the people at Vibes, you have two men that are willing to eat this and we'll let you know how we feel.
Wow. Get into it, guys. Papa Vibes, give us a call.
Yeah, if you birds missed out and look what happened to them within 3 years. Vibes, don't go down the same path of destruction.
We will be your test subjects.
Mm-hmm.
We're willing to do that. Does anybody work at Vibes? Is the company called Vibes?
It really is. It's called Vibes. It's like, you know, I will turn to Cameron and say, now that's not a hard pill to swallow. And we'll do it for a very low rate. Contact exactly right.
How's your dry 69 going?
Good. So I'm glad I started on the first, which I've never done before. So I'm 19 days in. So
only 50 more to go.
You know, next week's going to be tough because a lot of our friends are having birthdays next week.
Yep.
And that'll be the toughest one. But I heard in L.A., and this is the most Los Angeles thing you can ever hear. There is now, Rob Anderson told me, there is a cocktail bar in L.A. that is all non-alcoholic cocktails.
Yeah.
Have you been?
No, I read about it, though.
My knee jerk was that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And then I started to go, or what if it's awesome?
Yeah.
And the thing that I'm like a little hesitant and I don't know this is it's all about the price. If I'm paying $17 for a fake with no booze in it, stupid.
Yeah.
If it's reasonable, kind of awesome.
Yeah. Also, coffee shops still exist. If you want to have a drink with someone in a place where it's social and you can chat, it's called a coffee shop.
Also, we live near Koreatown, one of the greatest things about Los Angeles, where there are boba shops everywhere.
They really are.
That are open some 24 hours a day.
Did you see that story that a woman had 3,000 kidney stones from drinking boba every day?
I did. We'll do that on the next episode. Or we won't. A woman only drank boba and had to get 3,000.
3,000 kidney stones removed. Watch out if you're drinking boba every day.
Yeah. Switch to metal bottled water. I was driving up from Koreatown today, and I just finished Dave Grohl's memoir. It's really good.
Oh, it's the best. I listened to it. Did you listen to it?
I did both. So I do the thing where you get both on the Kindle. Exactly, the audio and the Kindle, which is great because I read it to fall asleep, and then I listen to it when I'm driving. And he did something we have to do when my dry 69 is up. and they mention it. He says that if you eat KFC chicken and drink champagne, like bite the KFC and then sip the champagne, it's like the greatest combination in the world.
Okay, I believe that.
And it's
that.
Like a Foo Fighters tradition now to do that. So we should do a bananas, maybe with like a, well, Mamrie doesn't eat meat, I don't think, but maybe with like a friend who's like, maybe Kristen, Shaw back on. And we eat a bucket of KFC together and drink a couple nice bottles of champagne
Sounds
while we
good.
Record. Maybe
oh,
bananas after dark.
That, yeah, bananas after dark for your 69th day.
Ooh. And for anybody that doesn't know what the hell we're talking about, because today is your first bananas, if you don't drink 69 days in a row, that's called a dry 69. If you let me know, I'll mail you a bumper sticker that says, I have mastered the dry 69. I showed Kurt the design. Pretty strong.
I told some people about it, and they were all funny people. And they all were like, beat, laugh.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It was like, I had to think about it for a second.
Yeah, the old dry 69. Thanks, Bananas Podcast.
Thank you, Bananas Podcast. So it's time for some shout outs. But before I'll tease us into what our next story is.
You got it, dude.
Hulk Hogan helps rescue girl from overturned car.
Good, because that guy thinks a piece of shit. So I think it's time you started putting some good back in the world.
There it is. We'll get to that. But Scotty, give me some shout outs.
Okay, first, and I just handed this to you.
Uh-huh.
Logan, I think it's Nagel. We're going to go Logan Nagel, a bananimal, mm-hmm. kindly sent you and me some stuff from Buc-ee's, the giant.
Dude, I am. So excited.
100 pump gas stations that I think started in Texas. I know the biggest ones in Texas, but are now all over the South and middle of the country. They are Buc-ee's holiday pajamas. They're not footies, but they're as close to footy PJs as you can get.
They are like long johns, and they have a flap in the back that has buttons that you can take down.
Right.
Your bare asshole will stick out, and you can go to the bathroom,
and
it's just the big Buc-ee's beaver
on your butt.
Oh,
so thank you. She also sent some beaver nuggets. I said, let me Venmo you for shipping. She said, no way. Thank you for the absolute kindness, Logan.
I cannot wait. I'm going to put it on tonight, even though it's Christmassy. I'm going to wear it tonight.
And next year we'll do our Bananas Christmas card wearing those.
Oh, yes, that's a great idea.
Yeah, we'll call Saltworth Studios and we'll get something great going.
I love it. Also, related to that,
mm-hmm.
did you see that Come and Go is changing its name?
I was going to do that story.
Oh, my God. Okay, we'll talk about
we'll
it later.
We'll bust into it. Yes, I did. Of course I did. I thought of you immediately.
Because I have a joke, because I saw a place in Minneapolis, I swear to God. If you live in Minneapolis, you know what I'm talking about. It's called Pump and Munch. And whoever started Pump and Munch is it has a serious problem.
Yeah.
No one has ever been like, that's definitely a good name for your gas station.
It's also, and maybe some people are into Pump and Munch, but it seems out of order to me.
munch and pump.
Seems like Munch and Pump. Everybody
you know what?
Loves
I
a Munch and Pump.
I go Munch and Pump and Munch and Pump.
Whoa. Well, you're a happily married man. Rutaf sent this in. And Curdy B, I know you're going to love this. I actually picked this one out, too. Rutaf is shouting herself out.
All right.
She passed her captain's exam today, boat captain.
Okay.
Which she was the only woman sitting for the test that day. She passed. Now she can get her captain's license.
Woohoo!
And then, so I was like, do you mean boat? Because she just said captain. She said yes. And then later that day, she followed up and said, Scotty.
Did you think it might be spaceship captain?
I didn't know.
Okay.
I didn't know if it was like a sports thing
or
a team captain. I didn't know. But anyways, boat captain, which rules.
Yes.
Later that day, old Rutaf, our beloved Rutaf, said she accepted a job doing marine mammal rescue.
Oh, hell yes.
Rutaf, whatever your real name is, if there is merch for the marine mammal rescue, Curdy B wears an XL, I wear a large, we want to rock some marine mammal rescue merch.
Oh,
we'll
my
trade
God.
You.
Also, that is probably Olive's dream job.
Yeah.
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 So you have my daughter's dream job. Congratulations.
I'm going to do a quick two more. How about that?
I love it.
Pierre Antoine wants to wish Lauren a happy 10-year anniversary. Normally, we don't do those, but Pierre Antoine wrote the nicest DM I've gotten in 2024. And Lauren introduced Pierre Antoine to Bananas. So thank you, Lauren.
Oh, nice.
You're a lucky lady. Let's see.
For a moment. So In September, it'll be my 10-year anniversary. And for a moment, I thought Pierre was just wishing my wife a happy 10-year anniversary and not me.
The old munch and pump and munch and pump. The secret to your success. And last but not least is a great one. Spa Noir.
Okay.
In Seattle.
Ooh, okay.
They listen to Bananas.
Yes.
Spa Noir Seattle is celebrating their 20-year anniversary on February 3rd. Oh. They're in Belltown, Seattle.
Oh, my God.
I think you and I got to go get massages. The reason I said it like that is because they have one called a stoner massage,
which is
a hot stone massage.
Yes.
It's in Belltown. I think you and I should go before our Seattle show.
All right. So this is what we'll do. We'll fly out early in the morning.
There it is.
We arrive first thing. Mm-hmm. We go immediately, 11 a.m., we're getting massages. I bet you there's a steam room or something like that.
I would love to steam up before Bananas live in Seattle.
Yes, that's going to be fantastic. April 18th, we are in Seattle, and we have a Portland venue.
Yes, we do.
April 19th at the Old Church in Portland.
You've heard it. It's cool. It's literally an old church.
It is literally an old church. It's going to be very, very fun. So we will put that. Links are right now up for the Seattle show. We'll put up a link for the Portland show, Portland, April 19th. We're coming to you, baby.
Portland's been such a great city. We've had like two awesome shows there. Seattle, you got to live up to the Tacoma hype.
Yeah.
So we'll see you Pacific Northwest. Whose story is it? Yours or mine?
Mine. Hulk Hogan helps rescue girl from overturned car. Literally, when I saw the title, this was sent in by Dawn Mondock. Thank you, Dawn. I immediately had to check the date. I was just like, when is this from? And it is from today. Here it is, written by the Associated Press.
That's real.
This was in NBC News. Tampa, Florida, retired wrestler Hulk Hogan and a friend doesn't get a name. Doesn't get a name. If you are ever friends with a famous person and you ever do an amazing thing, you will never get your name printed.
Yeah, you better not be on a plane crash with Hulk Hogan, because it doesn't matter how many charitable acts you did. It's going to be allegedly racist man with giant python arms dies in plane crash.
Retired wrestler Hulk Hogan and a friend rescued a teenage girl who was trapped in an overturned vehicle after a crash in Florida. Hogan said on the social media platform X that he used a ballpoint pen to puncture the car's airbag and free the girl after witnessing the accident Sunday night in Tampa. His wife, yoga instructor Sky Daly, which is also a great magazine about this guy.
I'm reading.
Took to Facebook to praise the quick action taken by her 70-year-old husband and the couple's friend, Jake Rask. There it is, Jake Rask. By all appearances, she was unscathed, just really rattled, which is an absolute miracle, Daly wrote. The Tampa Police Department sent an email Tuesday that there were only minor injuries from the crash. Hogan, whose real name is Terry Bollea, did you know that?
I did know that, okay. Actually.
As a member of the WWE Hall of Fame, lives in Tampa Bay. Thank God. Thank you, God. All is well, even now. Amen, Hulk Hogan. That's what he wrote. Oh, Lord. There it is.
That's pretty fascinating.
Yeah, it almost reads like a PR stunt. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, did he flip the car over to begin with? Did he throw his daughter Brooke out into the road so they'd swerve into a ravine? You never know.
It does. But you know what? Good job. I'm going to give it up for Jake Rask. Jake, good job. I bet you did all of it. And then you're like, yeah, Hulk, you can have this one.
Yeah, there's a story. I don't know if it's true or an urban legend, but there was a story about a celebrity. And for some reason, I think it was Joaquin Phoenix, which is insane.
Okay.
But that's just what's in my mind. And that he had gone off the road on Mulholland Drive and flipped his car upside down. I'm looking for it online right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that he was like, oh, shit. And then, like, he heard somebody scrambling down the hill at like 2 a.m. And he looks over and he sees like feet coming up to his upside down car. And it was Tom Cruise. And he goes, I'm Tom Cruise and I'm going to rescue you. And then he pulled him out of his car to safety. Which I think
And Joaquin Phoenix goes, I am Joaquin Phoenix and I will be rescued.
So then Hulk Hogan,
And then I could just imagine them hugging with like just a bright white moon rising over Los Angeles. And the
all interesting and seemingly toxic white males. gosh, I'm trying to think if I told this story.
Tell it again. Don't worry about it. No one's listened to every single episode.
I mean, some people have. Maybe. I like at those end of the year, the Spotify raps or whatever. Some people are like, I listened to 26,000 hours of Bananas this year. And I'm like, okay, if Kurt and I go missing, start there. I was on a date in Northampton, Massachusetts, and I was turning into a parking spot and I got rear-ended by a pickup truck.
Oh.
And the pickup truck, instead of stopping, just peeled out and sped away. And so I started driving after the truck driver. And the woman I was on a date with, I was like, call 911 and let them know I'm going to tell them the streets we're on and what the license plate is. And so this was on a first or second date.
Oh my God.
Yes.
So she's calling.
She's on 911. Uh-huh. And this is like, they're telling you, stop following them. That's exactly what they were like. I was like, hi. And she's like, what road are we on? I'm like, we're on Hadley Road 4 or whatever. And she's like, we were just hit and we're following the person. They're in a blue pickup truck and the license plate. And the 911 operator was like, pull over. Do not do that. Do not leave the scene of the crime. Do not chase anybody. And I was like, my adrenaline was pumping. So I'm like, I'm chasing them. So we chased them a little longer. We gave them, they're like, okay, units are on the way or whatever. So then I was like, well, do you want to go back? And she was like, yeah, sure. And so we went back to the restaurant we were supposed to go to. Uh-huh. And there, it was a nice night and there were a bunch of people in the street. And when we pulled in my car, like the taillights wouldn't work and the bumper was dented in. It wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
But these two older gay men, this nice couple walks over and they were like, we got the license plate. And I was like, you did? They're like, we wrote it down and here it is. And I was like, thank you so much. She's like, yeah, we don't want them to get away with crime in this town. And I was like, thank you. And then we went in and the host is like, I got the license plate. Everybody was like,
awesome.
Just doing citizens on patrol. And it was such an exciting and stupid way. We eventually got the guy and I got a new bumper, which was very exciting for
me. Also, like, it's a crime to drive away from an accident, right?
Yeah. It might be a crime to chase somebody after one too, but I was like, there's just no way. I mean, I was 19.
Yeah. So did he get arrested for hit and run or anything?
They went to his house and they were able to tell from the damage on both our vehicles. He denied it. And then eventually his insurance did cover my replacement.
That's crazy.
But we had witnesses and stuff. It was just so funny because this was, you know, now everybody would whip out their smartphone and film everything got you. But everybody just wrote it down on pieces of paper. And I'm like, thank you so much. This is very nice.
Hit and run is like one of the grossest.
It's the lowest.
It's the lowest.
Speaking of, Maverick says no more come and go.
Okay.
Gus
Maverick
G
says
sent
that?
The, yeah, Maverick is a gas station chain, I think.
Okay.
With a K, no C. Gus G sent this in. Thank you,
Gus G.
Gus G from Colorado. Springfield, Missouri, though, after acquiring Iowa-based chain Come and Go. How? Iowa.
They acquired it. Okay. I can't wait to find out what the renaming is.
Maverick has chosen to phase out the brand in 2025. So your joke's good for another year.
Oh, in 2025. All right. What are they going to rename it? I Fuck Gas?
Yeah. Now it's just Come and Come.
We want people
got rid
to
of this go part. People were stealing gas too much.
Come and come. With a Q. K-U-M and Q-U-M. Nothing dirty about that. It's Come and Come. According to CSPDailyNews.com, which sounds fake in every single thing I just said, in April 2023, Come and Go owner Krauss Group sold more than 400 stores. So there were 400 Come and Goes.
Wow.
To Maverick, that is Maverick without a C, as part of an estimated $2 billion transaction.
Wow.
That's a lot of gas.
That is a lot.
Maverick agreed to keep Come and Go's 5,000 associates. Good. But the future of the brand was still uncertain. Also, I just read a thing, I bet you saw this too, about how self-checkout is like a failed thing and that the amount of theft, intentional and unintentional, is so high that they're slowly going to just go back to
it. I love self-checkout.
I know,
and
but you're
I hate
an honest
that they're
person.
Getting I hate that they're getting rid of it. I love it. Love it so much. It's so much easier, especially when you have like one thing. It's like bink and you're out.
Or anything remotely embarrassing.
Yes.
If you have your Imodium AD and a 12-pack of Charmin, sometimes you don't want Dorothy at checkout to let you know.
Right?
I do love Dorothy at Gelson. She's so nice.
Yes, she is.
As for the rest, since the purchase, all Come and Go stores were rebranded to Maverick in Utah and the Intermountain West region. That's boring. They got to do better than Maverick.
They got to do better than Maverick without a C.
Yeah, you got to. Or yeah, exactly. Since the purchase, all come and go stores. Oh, I just said that. As for the rest of the country, around late fall, early winter, CSP Daily News sources said a consensus emerged with Maverick's leadership that the come and go brand would be officially retired. But yeah,
does
we
it
gotta,
say what year they named come and go? Because my joke had it is like, no matter what year come and go was named,
yeah,
it was never not horny.
1963. That's a horny decade.
Never not horny. You name something come and go, horny. Also with a K. Maybe you're racist.
Well, here, the last sentence, yeah, exactly. Established in 1963, Come and Go was founded by Bill Krause. Nothing funny about the name Bill Krause. And his father-in-law, Tony Gentle.
Tony Gentle wanted to be a little less gentle with his name.
Oh, his man. Tony Gentle. Oh, gentle. I mean, it feels like an Anchorman joke. But like, if you met somebody and they were like, my name's Anthony Gentle. I know. You can call me Tony. You're like, Gentle? He's the go part for sure. Bill Krause was the come part. Tony Gentle was the go part.
Yeah, so, was there? Oh, is it K and G? Krause and Gentle?
I think
come
so.
And go? That's
I think
why?
So. Yeah.
Okay.
But
I mean, that's all of a sudden like they're just thinking about their names. They're not thinking about the words that they're using. Like, it's just, you kind of have to be like, whoa, that, like, that makes sense. That they're like, well, we know we got a K and a G
in
there.
But it's the U-M. If it was K-O-M-E, you go, okay, they're saying the word. Like, come and go is a phrase.
Yeah, come and go.
To the yeah, U-M
to
is
U-M is weird.
Wild.
It's, yeah, you have to, like, make so many jumps for it to be okay.
Yep.
Also, isn't there another one called TNA?
I don't know. I remember where you lived in Brooklyn, there was a place called the Munchbox. I was like, you know what you're doing. It was right up near Le Bagel Delight, and it was called Munchbox.
Really?
When? Why not?
Also, no, it's just called TA, Travel Centers. TA.
Gas is another one of those things in 30 years. Like, I know like some people like electric vehicles, some don't. They seem to not work in freezing cold temperatures, which is a nice discovery for Chicagoans everywhere. But that does seem like something that I'd be like, so you got out of your car and sprayed $100 of fluid into it that combusted? And you're like, yeah, that does sound dumb the way you're saying it, sir.
As a child, I was obsessed with pumping gas. Because in Jersey,
you
don't pump your own gas. So you just pull up and, you have to wait, and then a guy comes over and does it for you. And if it's busy, sometimes you have to wait a little while. But I would always, it was a treat to be able to get out. I would like convince the guy, I'd be like, can I please? And then I was, as a five-year-old, I would like put the thing in and pull the, of course, it's so fun.
Yeah. Also, I like the smell of gas. I still do.
Yeah.
It smells
I don't mind
very
it.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's what Oregon does that too. I think there's a few really? States that have that, but it's good because I was once like, this seems so annoying, and then everybody in New Jersey's like, actually it's a jobs program, and actually it's a little faster, and then you do it a few times, like it is faster.
Yeah, right. And also it's and you'd always tip them too.
Yes,
which is always nice.
Yes, that's a nice one. You want another funny one?
Yeah,
there were a few that reminded me of you this week. I don't know why. There's just a bunch. Here's just a silly one. That's a real short one that you almost go like, how is this news?
Okay.
Mel Guthrie sent this in.
Mel, thank you.
One in a million. Sisters, man. I'm going to clear it up at the top.
Okay.
There's a town called Sisters or an area called Sisters.
Great. Okay.
Sisters, man, because I read the headline a lot.
Yeah.
Finds fallen tree limb that landed in his toilet. This made the news.
Give it to me.
Yahoo News, Jenna Demel or Demel. D-E-M-L. Demel. Best in the biz. Portland, Oregon, where you don't get to pump your own gas. One man and Sisters had a surprise during a winter storm when a branch fell through the roof of his house and directly into his toilet.
Oh my God.
You're looking at it?
No.
It's so funny. Okay, it is. It looks like, what did you eat? Matt Houston says he was asleep Tuesday morning when the branch fell into his home, landing smack dab right in the toilet bowl. It's really good.
So guys, it is a giant limb. So I would say the limb is just slightly narrower than the whole opening of the toilet of the toilet.
Yeah.
It's jammed in there.
Vertically.
Like a log, yeah. Like a vertical log. And then the top of it has, you know, broken off of from the tree, and it's almost like a yawning mouth.
It's fantastic.
It's really amazing.
Yeah, he was asleep Tuesday morning when the branch fell into his home, landing smack dab right in his toilet bowl. Arborists, you know, you gotta, Yahoo News mm-hmm. goes, who would know about this? Mm-hmm. And Jenna Demel goes, I'm going to call an arborist. Arborists say that sometimes tree limbs just can't stand up to the thick slush and simply break
thick
off.
Thick slush.
Houston posted a picture on Facebook. Some people still use it. Bananas has a Facebook if you want to follow us on there.
Ooh, and guess what? I think by the time this comes out, bananaspodcast.com will be live.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
And you can also go to scottysgettingpetting.dog if you want to see how many dogs. I just petted Zelda today.
And and I'm going to put it up there. But again, shout out to Tori Hemsath. We're going to have a big thing. If you need a website, go to our Instagram page or go to the bottom of our website and you can get Tori's info. She makes great websites.
She's our worldwide wonderful on the podcast. And
yes.
we simply love her. What's this dude's name? Matt Houston. Great name. Matt Houston of Portland, of Sisters. I've got a lot of interesting reactions to my Facebook post from some of my friends. Some of my friends that never respond, responded. The toilet bowl is, I don't think you could have ever set that to take place like that ever again. I mean, that had to be one in a million.
It does seem like one in a million.
It's pretty incredible. It's pretty damn
good.
I'm
going to give you these two, Scotty. Mm. I'm not going to get into them. I'm going to send us home with these. Ooh. But I like the idea of having a bunch of stories in this episode.
Yes, these conversation pieces.
Here
it is.
If
you're on a Hinge date tonight, bring these up.
Knife necklace may have played a role in the death of a man at Kowloon Restaurant in Saugus.
Yeah, maybe.
This is from Saugus, Massachusetts, mm-hmm. written by Bob Ward. Thank you for Boston 25 News.
Very good.
The Essex County's DA's office says the death of 42-year-old Patrick Kenny Jr. outside Saugus Kowloon Restaurant Saturday night was a tragic accident. But investigators are still trying to unravel the events that caused his death. A law enforcement source with knowledge of the investigations tells Boston 25, it appears Kenny's death was caused by a knife necklace that he was wearing. And that he accidentally tripped in the Kowloon's parking lot.
No.
And somehow cut himself with a knife. And I was like, what the hell is a knife necklace? So I Googled.
Of course, you have to these days.
There are so many of these dumb things. I want to tell this story just to everyone. If you have a necklace that is a knife.
Yes.
Never wear it.
Yes.
It literally just cut his carotid artery.
Yeah.
And he bled to death.
Yeah.
In the parking lot because he tripped.
Yes. And don't wear a machete headdress either. One, it's culturally inappropriate. Two, you might chop somebody's head off.
So insane. And then lastly, this was in The Independent, written by Oliver Browning.
Mm.
Extremely rare dolphin with thumbs.
No way.
Spotted off the
coast
of Greece.
They're coming. Hey.
And there's a picture. And when they say with thumbs, that's a...
Just some little bumps.
It's like a... It's almost like just a hook at the top of the flipper.
It's a bottle opener.
But they say with thumbs
bottle
because...
opener nose dolphin. Come on!
It does look like a bottle opener.
Yeah.
It really looks like a bottle opener. And they say thumbs because, which I didn't know, in dolphins, and this was in The Independent, by the way, in dolphins, flippers, they have all of our same.
Oh, really?
They have four
phalanges
and they have a thumb.
Huh.
And so in this case, the middle, the two, the index and the pointer finger are gone. And so it's like that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So it's like throwing a shocker or whatever. Okay.
But it reminds me of an old joke. I don't know if you remember it, where it's like if dolphins had thumbs, people say if dolphins had thumbs, they would have invented frozen yogurt first. And
yeah, maybe.
And he doesn't do anything with it, this dolphin.
Oh, what a loser.
Yeah, hey,
that dolphin loves our canoe.
He's just paddling around just like normal dolphins, probably being incredibly intelligent.
Can I hitch a ride?
Available to his friends.
Breed that dolphin.
Talking to aliens who come and land in the ocean.
That's right. Rutaf, breed that dolphin until all dolphins have several thumbs.
Yes.
Then we're going to get them some PlayStations, and then they're going to turn into people.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to Bananas. Thank you to Katie Levine,
we love
our fantastic
Levine.
Producer. Thank you to Lisa Maggot, our full human
part-time employee. Our worldwide wonderful.
Our worldwide wonderful Tori Hemsath for making our website, and to everyone at Exactly Right for just being fantastic.
We love you. Thanks, Bananimals.
Hey.
Bananas. Bananas is an Exactly Right Media production.
Our producer and engineer is Katie Levine.
The catchy Bananas theme song was composed and performed by Kahan.
Artwork for Bananas was designed by Travis Millard.
And our benevolent overlords are the great Karen Kilgariff and Georgia Hardstark.
And Lisa Maggot is our full human, not a robot intern.
Bananas.